JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we look at the government's $600 million cane road repair project. And if you're out of Browning, find out about a cheap alternative in today's Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Do stay with us. The government will spend some $600 million this year to repair roads used to transport sugarcane. Agriculture Minister Roger Clark says work is well underway to rehabilitate roads in cane production areas under the government's Cane Roads Rehabilitation Program.
As we speak, road repair operations are underway in most factory areas, including Clarendon, Westmoreland, St. Thomas, St. Catherine, and St. Elizabeth. This project is valued at $404 million and will decrease the loss of cane falling off the trucks when they have to go through these bad roads. And this year, we are hoping that we will be able to spend another $600 million to fix our cane roads.
The minister was speaking at the recent opening ceremony for the newly refurbished Tollgate Sports Complex in Clarendon. Vision 2030 hopes to create a Jamaica with world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for its citizens. Vision 2030 Jamaica is the country's first long-term development plan to transform the island into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
The time is now for the opportunities that will arise from Jamaica's imminent transformation into the world's fourth logistics center. On January 21 and 22, the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce, in association with the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, JAMPRO and JBDC, present the Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium at the Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Hear presentations from the world's busiest logistics centers. Singapore, Panama, and Canada. Register now. Call JCC at 922-015021 or email info@jamaicachamber.org.jm.
And here's our glimpses of Jamaica.
One of my glimpses of Jamaica is using sugar as browning. Back in the days, we used to burn the sugar and add water to it. It gives us a nice, rich black color, and it looks very much like the browning that we use these days. We were very creative back then, and our meat used to be very brown and pretty.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-35904. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Walk good.
Hey, my name is Curlin Brown. Now, you know the old adage, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it's so true, as parenting is one of the most important jobs there is. So whether you're the biological parent, grandparent, guardian, or even an aunt, uncle, or community member, you have a role to play. Our children all deserve to be loved and protected. If you encounter challenges with parenting, don't be afraid to get help. Seeking help doesn't make you a bad parent. By seeking help, you're seeking a better way.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.